Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release a Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I'm Cynthia Haynes.
And Harold Weaver.
And so on today, we talked about the topic. And so I believe what we came up with is a good one today. And so it's going to be called Your Attitude Determines Your Altitude. And I guess what I should have did was I probably should have looked at the word altitude and gave a description of that so I could better share about where my thought process was at. But in saying that, attitude determines a lot of things. Attitude determines what doors can open for you. Attitude determines what rooms you can be in. Attitudes determine the type of people that you're communicating with and hooking up with. So your attitude is a very important thing that's a part of your life. And I believe that your actions, your words that you speak are connected in your attitude, which is developed at an early age. Mm-hmm. And it continues to evolve through your adult age. So here, go on that. So I'm going to look up this definition.
Once again, it all boils down to your mindset when I think about it. And we discussed it before we decided on the topic. And I brought it up then, and I'm going to stick with that. It all boils down to your mindset. But a good point Cynthia made was it also starts at an early age, and it starts with the upbringing that you come through, either with your parents, grandparents, or a relative that is close enough that has been given the responsibility of raising you. Everything starts at home. I don't care whether it's good, bad, or in between. It starts at home. And what we get from home, we normally take out of the home, and then it finds its way of developing its own character based on what's been implemented in us to balance it out. So I say all that to say, for me, this is where the attitude begins. It begins in the home. It begins on how it's been taught to you, how it's been explained to you, and how the experiences as parents we give our children to use as samples for what to look forward to control their attitude. But it still boils down to the mindset. You either have a good one, a bad one, or still trying to figure out the balance between the two. But like Cynthia also said, attitudes will definitely dictate where you go and how far and how long it's going to take you to get there. Mm-hmm. Without a good attitude, a positive attitude, mm-hmm. then you've already pretty much set yourself up for failure, mm-hmm. and not even realize it until it's too late. Mm-hmm. But it all boils down again back to the mindset that has developed that attitude, whether or not it's going to be a good one, a positive one, mm-hmm. A bad one, or just one that you don't understand yet or have been taught yet to balance it where you can determine and decide when you're losing the positiveness part of it, when to shut down and start over. It's just like resetting. Mm-hmm. It's just like a computer. It's just like shutting your car off and then restarting it. You can reset your mindset, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can start over your attitude. Mm-hmm. The one that you left the house with doesn't have to be the same when you come home with. You know how they say, you rather not bring work home? Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Same concept. Whatever attitude you wake up with doesn't have to be the same when you go to sleep with.
True.
But you have to learn how to recognize it. Mm-hmm. You have to learn how to acknowledge it so you can respect it enough to do something about it. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at with attitude, mm-hmm. versus altitude. Mm-hmm. Altitude meaning the highest you can go, mm-hmm. your peak. Mm-hmm. Do you even know what your peak is? Mm-hmm. Do you have one? Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to answer until you realize what it takes to have one,
right?
And what it's going to take to get to the top of it. Mm-hmm. Attitude is step one.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam. Yeah. What you find?
So synonyms for altitude is height and elevation. Mm-hmm. And so the definition that I wanted to grab was, it says a position at a height. And so that's where I'm coming from. Or another definition says a high level as of quality or feelings. And so when we're talking about your altitude, we're talking about rising above something. You know what I'm saying? It might be a situation where somebody, we just talking about my daughter, and she had gotten a situation to where somebody was calling her with a negative attitude, right? And so her position, she had a position. She either could have stayed on the same level mm-hmm. with that person, using her attitude, right? Or she could have came up higher above that and not jumped into that argument to the same level of that person. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm talking about as far as your attitude determines your altitude. Right. Mm-hmm. So your perception as well goes along with that, because if your perception is screwed, then everything else is going to be screwed. And so your attitude is going to be in a way to where it's either going to, like I said, keep you to the bottom, or you're going to be able to rise to the top. And so you can't be in certain circles of people if your attitude is not right. There's a lot of, like I said, I was just in a situation where I had to be the bigger person, right? And even though the people who I was talking to were not fully listening to what I had to say, because they were determined that they were going to turn it to be for their good, I had to still have the right attitude and handle them with care that showed my character of saying that I'm somebody that's representing God. And I still had to have the right tone and the right language to get my point across. Without it being an argument with them, without me being nasty, because I could have been, mm-hmm. but I took the higher road to say, no, I'm better than that. Mm-hmm. And so the way that I handled it, it ended up being, they wasn't happy with what I said, but they accepted what I said. And I believe it was because I took the higher road. I made sure that my attitude was still in a loving way, but a stern way of saying, this is what I want. Hmm. And that's what we're getting to when we're talking about your attitude. It matters. Hmm. You know, just because you get a thought don't mean you have to say that thought. Hmm. A lot of times we need to take that thought. We need to examine it. Don't be so quick to speak. Hmm. Sometimes you might need to sit in some stillness, meditate on it, and then come back and address the situation. Because if you go with it at a hot head, they got a hot head, nothing gets resolved, it's just a bigger mess, and you walk away frustrated, they frustrated. Mm-hmm. And then you going to bed with that, and then you treating people wrong because you mad at somebody else. You got something?
Well, one thing I've noticed with the experience, and lately even more so now, is that a lot of people are letting other people's attitudes dictate theirs. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing, believe it or not, we can control. Mm-hmm. But again, to control it, we have to be able to acknowledge it, right? Mm-hmm. We have to be able to own it so we can control it. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're not doing. This is what we're not doing. We're letting other people's attitudes, mindsets, disappointments, depressions, we're letting other people's mindsets and actions and responses to life's traumas dictate ours. Mm-hmm. Dictate ours. And again, that's something that if we can't see it when it's happening, mm-hmm. then we're not going to see it until it's too late and it's happened to us. Mm-hmm. And then when we look back to try to figure out how did we get there, mm-hmm. how did we get here, if you go way back far enough, you can see how, because mm-hmm. you followed somebody else. Mm. Instead of being that person, being the difference in that person's life that can bring them up to where you might be or where you're even trying to get to. Mm-hmm. Be a supporter mm-hmm. in a way where it's positive when the results is all said and done. Yeah. Then to just follow their lead, thinking that you're supporting them by doing that, just to not realize that you could have been the difference, to not even have to go down that road. Mm-hmm. So my point there was, don't let somebody else's attitude control yours. Mm. Get a hold of yours first. Mm-hmm. And then once you've done that, utilize it in a positive way to help somebody with theirs. Mm-hmm. I know it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. It really is. I understand mm-hmm. that as well. But the key is to recognize it when it's happening. Mm-hmm. So you can control it sooner than later, mm-hmm. the outcome of once it's said and done. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are walking around with masks on. Not the literal mask, but just mask on, not really sharing what they're thinking, mm-hmm. not really sharing what they're going through. Again, either said than done to do anything about it, to speak on it, and sometimes you can, sometimes you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But the key is not to assume mm-hmm. that everybody is okay, mm-hmm. that everybody mm-hmm. is all right.
Right.
And just be prepared for that one person that is ready to speak on mm-hmm. it. Be prepared if you can. For somebody to be able to answer a question that they're not expecting to be asked. Mm-hmm. And it could be something as simple as, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. We've all been there. We've all have been there where we've asked somebody, are they okay? Because we either know, we can see, we can feel that they're not. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason at that time, they're not ready to share it. But as true believers, mm-hmm. we have to know that there was a reason for that. There was a reason for us to think that, to ask that, mm-hmm. to not give up on that, mm-hmm. to just understand and know that that wasn't the time for it to go any further, to not quit, to not forget that this was our purpose to open, at least crack that door, mm-hmm. to get it opened up enough to help that person that's in need and just wasn't willing and ready to accept it. Mm. So going back to attitude versus altitude. What is your altitude? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your altitude? Mm-hmm. Where are you trying to go? Mm-hmm. How high are you trying to get there? How's your attitude to get you there? Mm. What kind of attitude are you working with? Mm-hmm. What kind of attitude can you look in the mirror and say, this is the one that's going to get me where I want to go. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's going to accept support. This is the one that's going to accept help, knowledge, wisdom that I don't have yet, mm-hmm. but I can use, and I'm willing to accept it. Starts with your attitude. Mm-hmm. It's going to end with your attitude, mm-hmm. and you can control that. Believe it or not,
yep.
you can. You just got to believe that you can, so you will.
Mm-hmm. I like to say, I wanted to, when I was thinking about this, I want to give Harold the credit and acknowledgement that he deserves, because during our whole friendship that we've had, I've seen things that has happened in his life, and I watched him, and me being around him has allowed me to like rethink some things as far as when stuff do jump off. And I just want to, it does take, I don't know what I want to say.
Favored, blessed, and a believer in the Almighty. That's okay. Where it comes from.
Okay. That's not where I was trying to go. But,
I'm telling you my recipe.
Yeah. And like I said, I know that, it's a journey, and he hasn't always been where he is, like he says, because it's not as easy as he says it, but he has mastered it. And so I just want to give, credit where credit is due, because I do pay attention, because there'll be a lot of times where I'll be in my feelings or I'll have certain conversations, and though I might not have been able to express it to the people or the, because I know it just kind of touched me in a certain way. Anytime when I come and talk to him about it, he'll give me another thing to think about. And it's always on the positive side. And sometimes it gets on my nerve, but it is true. You know what I'm saying? And so, like he said, it does take time, but it's intentional. Mm-hmm. You have to be intentional about what you allow to come in your circle, what you allow to come in your atmosphere that you're in. Because can't nobody talk to you crazy unless you allow them to talk to you crazy.
Okay.
When there's conversations that I feel that it's not going in the direction that it should be going in, and it's not on my end, but it's on the other person's end, I have to say, okay, let's just agree to disagree.
There you go.
And we can just change the subject because it doesn't seem like, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a good ending. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you have to do that. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Even if you wasn't able to do it at that time, you can always come back and say, I apologize because I know I wasn't in the right attitude. Mm-hmm. And then you can come back with the right attitude. Mm-hmm. So all of that determines your altitude. Mm-hmm. It's all about being above and not being beneath. Mm-hmm. And I think about the eagle, right? The eagle sometimes has to soar by himself. Mm-hmm. But the eagle has a different view compared to what the chickens are looking at.
And purpose.
Right? The chickens can only see what's at their feet. You know, mm-hmm. and that's as far as they can go because chickens don't even fly, right? Mm-hmm. But the eagle can soar high mm-hmm. and above. And he has a whole different, like you say, perception. Mm-hmm. His view is completely different.
And they all consider birds.
True.
How about that? They all consider birds.
How about that?
Let me get this in before I forget how important it is to mention. And you said this and you might not realize you said this, so I'm going to help you. I haven't mastered anything, and that's real talk, because I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to master anything. I don't even want to feel like I have, because I'm all about still learning to get better. To get better. That's my purpose, is to not only get better for myself, but to be able to share what I've learned to get better with others, starting with my family, my children, and anybody else that's in my circle. That's where I'm at. That's not where I've always been. But this is where I've gotten myself at my tender age. Yeah. But I don't want to master anything. I want to be able to still be willing to learn. I still want to be able to listen, respect, and just acknowledge the wisdom that I still don't have, that I want. I could easily have shut down, easily. But that would be going against my purpose that I had to realize I was still here for. And that's my children, my friends, my family members that are willing to listen and learn. Because I'm still willing to listen and learn. I don't want to master anything. I don't even want to master myself. Because then I would have cut myself off from getting better. Learning to get better. Learning to be better. Learning to do better. But I want to thank you, Cynthia. We didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about the accolades you were going to speak on, Harold. So mm-hmm. thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Maybe next week I'll give you a little bit. Because mm-hmm. I got something for you too. You caught me off guard with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm ready for everything. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
That's attitude. Mm-hmm.
You gotta love it though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And like you said, you know, your attitude is going to determine
your altitude.
Your altitude, your mm-hmm. your purpose, mm-hmm. your your assignments, mm-hmm. the people that you're connected to. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. People are everywhere. Unless you're on an island, mm-hmm. a private island, mm-hmm. you're going to have to deal with people. You're going to have to deal with different cultures, different traditions, because everybody's not the same. Everybody didn't come from what you came from. Mm-hmm. And so it might seem strange to you, but with the right attitude, you'll be able to not necessarily adjust, mm-hmm. but you'll be able to connect and maybe even operate a little bit better when you're dealing with these different people mm-hmm. that have the different type of attitude. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is that if the people in your circle have nasty attitudes, don't have the right attitude, and they're not trying to go in the direction that you're going to, it's time to cut it off. Mm-hmm. That's a part of the attitude too, knowing when to cut it off mm-hmm. and move on and then reconnect with better and bigger things.
Let me say this real quick before we close. I think the biggest thing out of this topic I want everybody to get is this. Don't let somebody else's attitude dictate yours. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because at the end of the day, it's still your attitude that you have to fall back on. Mm-hmm. Okay? That you have to answer to your actions and your responses and your comments based off your attitude. Mm-hmm. Your attitude. Mm-hmm. Not theirs, but yours. So don't let somebody else's attitude dictate yours. Mm-hmm. And watch what happens. Folks, listen to me. There's nothing harder than it has to be. Mm-hmm. Nothing. I don't care what it is. Nothing's harder than it has to be. And what do I mean by that? You make it harder than it has to be, starting with your attitude. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not. Mm-hmm. That's key. Your attitude. Not theirs. Yours. So once you get control of your attitude to the point where you can see where it's getting out of control, where you can see where it's getting out of character, mm-hmm. where you can see where it's giving, it's showing off or giving off the wrong impression, mm-hmm. that's when you have to take a step back. Mm-hmm. Take a step back. There's nothing wrong with taking a step back. As long as you're ready to take two steps forward mm. with a different attitude than the one you started with before you took that step back mm-hmm. and watch what happens next.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Take it
slow. So I hope that what we said, I hope that you got some nuggets from that and you'll be able to apply it in your lives. But attitude is going to determine your altitude. Just don't ever forget that.
Believe that.
So you can reach out to us at releaseitpodcast@gmail.com and give us your comments. Give us some reviews on what we're saying, what we're doing. Give us some topics that you would like to hear about. We're open. It's all about you. It's not about us. Mm-hmm. And so is that all I had to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your turn to take us home.
Okay. So I'm just going to pray us out. So dear Lord, I say thank you. Thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. Mm. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the ultimate attitude that we thrive to be to be as and to be like. And so we know that without you, nothing is possible. So I pray that you go beyond this prayer and you do what needs to be done. You know the hearts of your people, you know the minds of your people. And I just pray that these seeds that we have planted, that you will water them and increase them, and that it will spread and it will touch others that's in their lives. And so I say this with a thank you mm-hmm. and give you all the praise and the glory in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good stuff. Okay, until next week, you know where we at, so come on back. We're gonna have a topic even better than this week. At least try, give us some feedback, and we'll go from there. Until then,
all right,
peace.
We out. Yeah.